This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of June 16th. Consumers may see higher beef prices later this year since feeder cattle prices have been record high because calves are in short supply. And that's encouraging cattle feeders to bid up feeder calves now to make sure they have the cattle they need for placement this fall. Feedlot operators are facing a couple of challenges as they attempt to find the feeder cattle they need. First, cow numbers have been down for a couple of years, which has limited the number of U.S. calves going into feedlots. Then in November of 2024, Mexican feeder cattle were banned until February due to the potential for New World screwworm flies and larvae catching a ride on cattle coming into the U.S. across the southern border. Since February, feeder cattle have been allowed into the U.S. on a case-by-case basis. This uncertainty about feeder cattle imports, coupled with low numbers of U.S.-raised calves, have left cattle feeders facing a potential short supply of cattle for placement in feedlots this fall. To date, there have been about 223,500 head of Mexican feeder cattle imported into the U.S., but that's only about 35% of what had been imported from Mexico during the same period last year. The cattle organization RCAF USA is calling on the FDA to approve ivermectin to help protect livestock from the possible spread of New World screwworm in the U.S. The group says that the feed-grade ivermectin is a proven tool to protect domestic herds and wildlife, especially in southern border states. The organization is highlighting the success of the drug in limiting the spread of cattle tick fever, and their news release states that the potential impact on United States livestock markets would be immensely negative if an actual case of the New World screwworm was identified in the U.S. Until there's an adequate response with gamma ray radiation of male screwworm flies can be implemented, RCAF USA contends that the feeding of ivermectin is a very real defense. Last week, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins signed three waivers allowing Arkansas, Utah, and Idaho to restrict Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program purchases of soda. Indiana, Iowa, and Nebraska already have similar waivers requests approved, and the applications from seven additional states are under review. While checking on the status of drought in the southwest U.S. for this week, I ran across an interesting government website, the National Integrated Drought Information Systems, which contains a lot of interesting data about drought in the U.S. For example, between 1895 and 2010, on average, about 14% of the United States experienced severe to extreme drought in any given year. And the U.S. has not experienced the level of drought that hit the country during the Dust Bowl era of the 1930s, when, during the summer of 1934, over 66% of the lower 48 states were in drought. As for wet conditions, during May of 2019, over 82% of the U.S. was abnormally wet. Currently, all of the counties in the Four Corners region are experiencing moderate to extreme drought. Montezuma County received some recent rainfall that helped to moderate drought conditions a bit, leaving the county in a moderate drought, while the other Four Corners counties in New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah are classified with moderate to extreme drought in some areas of these counties. Benjamin Franklin wrote, "When the well is dry, we know the worth of water." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.